Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today, we follow the order of prayer and preaching on page 260 without canticle in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 498, Come, Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Robert Zagor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual things, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of languages, and to another the interpretation of languages. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, says the Lord. Please be seated. One of the first people that I served as a pastor, called and ordained servant of the Word, who was dying, was an older lady. I never tell anybody's story, especially in a sermon, without permission, and I had hers. She had been a school teacher in a one-room schoolhouse. She came out as an 18-year-old. She had just graduated from her own one-room schoolhouse, and she went to the small rural farming community near where I was serving, and the people there didn't have enough money to pay her, so she lived in the homes of all the children's families 1 week at a time, and they were responsible for feeding her. And every week in school, they would give her a bucket of coal for the stove in the middle of the classroom, and a pound of coffee to have ready for the students as they showed up for school every day. I can only imagine what a great thing that was. Well, one of the places where she lived, she met the man of her dreams, the son of one of the local farmers, and they got married, and they chiseled out a very hard scrabble living all of their lives. And it was a meager life, but it was an exceptionally happy and godly life. The two of them became pillars of the church and wonderful servants of the Lord. Her children, however, perhaps because they hadn't experienced all of the hardships that mom and dad did growing up and didn't really understand where everything came from, sort of went their own way. I would visit her. She had a terrible condition which there was no solution for. She couldn't really take much in terms of pain medication because her heart wasn't strong enough to endure it, and she had gangrene in both of her legs. And that meant that she was in extraordinary pain all the time as this ate its way up her body, and they couldn't give her the pain medication, and they couldn't amputate because her heart wouldn't take it, and so she laid in bed suffering all day long, day and night. until finally they had to put her on an oxygen extractor. She couldn't take care of herself anymore. She didn't have what she needed to get much in terms of service, so she asked her kids to please come back and help her. And they came in, and they moved into her little trailer, and boy, did they help her. They helped her to empty her bank account as they held parties in the front room of her house. They bought a big screen TV that they put up there out of her funds. And this lady, who was struggling for every breath, she had a bad heart, bad lungs, this disease eating her away, drawing every breath on an oxygen extractor, had kids in the front room smoking everything. It looked like a furnace as you walked in there. The smoke was so thick, and she just gasped and choked. And I've got to admit, as I walked through, I looked at those kids and I hated them. They were adults. They were as old as me and older. But I hated them for doing that to their mom, for forsaking this godly lady. I remember this was really, really reinforced in my heart and soul when the daughter was so happy to see me the one day. She greeted me at the door with a big hug and then grabbed a firm hold on parts of my body that you're not supposed to touch when the pastor comes by. I jumped away and I just kind of shook my head and walked back into mom's room. I would visit her a lot, but it wasn't that long before I ran out of things to say to her. I mean, even if you're quoting the scripture, what do you say as this just drags on and on and on, and it seemed to drag on far too long. I was praying with her that the Lord would deliver her from this agony and bring her from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. And after a long time of this, I showed up one day and she said, "Pastor, I know why I'm still here." I said, "Why?" I really wanted to know. She said, "Because I'm the only one left on the earth that loves and prays for these kids." I said, "Oh my goodness. You're absolutely right." And suddenly, the huge weight of sin that I had carried into that house every day, or that trailer house, became evident. I hadn't loved them as the Lord had compelled me to do in His Word. I hadn't even tried. I remember the next couple of visits, she talked about how she didn't want to lose her kids. She knew she was dying, but she didn't know if they were going to heaven. I said, "I'll pray for them. I'll work with them. I'll do whatever I can." I ended up baptizing three of her grandchildren. It was an amazing thing, the lesson she taught me. It was an amazing thing, that which I learned. And it's exactly the same lesson that Paul is talking about here. To each one is given a manifestation of the Spirit according to the Lord's will. That means they're not going to be like you, and they're not going to be like me, and oftentimes they're going to seem to get in the way of exactly what we're trying to accomplish. In fact, I can give you a whole list of people right now who seem to be getting in the way of what I'm trying to accomplish. People who should know better, who should see the logic and wonderful wisdom of all that I'm doing, and they're just getting in the way of it. And the Lord speaks through these words to remind me and us that they're not the problem, they're the point. Because like that old lady gasping for air in the back room of her trailer. The Lord doesn't want to lose His kids. He sent His children to love them, to care for them. As this reading continues, we're one body. You can't say, the hand can't say to the foot, because you're not a hand, I don't need you. The eye can't say, because you're not an eye, I don't need you. We do need each other because the other person, that child of God, is the point. The mission is not just a concept. The mission is not just a resource. The mission is not just an organization. It isn't even the church. The church's mission is the children of God born again of water and the Spirit. The church's mission is those that the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies, that they might not walk through this world left to their own devices, their own failings, and their own sins, but God has sent His sons, His daughters, to speak His truth and redeem them from the worthless way of life passed on to them by their fathers, that they might know the truth of His word, that they might know the substance of His grace, and that they might live eternally in His love and in His house, into which the Lord Himself has promised to gather them. How many of our sorrows and our hardships have come from thinking that our brothers and sisters are the impediment instead of the point? How often have we put another mission, maybe a noble mission, but one of our creation, ahead of the welfare of those that the Lord has redeemed? For this we need absolution, and thanks be to God, we not only receive it, but the Lord has sent those who are to speak those words. In the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, who remind us of the salvation and life and peace which is ours alone through Christ, who remind us that we are not children who are locked into this world which bears only thorns and thistles because of our hard labor, but we're sons of God and daughters of Zion. As the Scripture says, and let everyone proclaim, and let all see, this one is born of Zion. As we embrace this mission, let's look at what the mission really is. As we embrace our calling, let's remember what we're called to be, to do, who we're called to serve, and the one who calls us. I'm pretty sure that that's the reason why the Lord so roundly condemns unforgiveness, why the Lord so roundly condemns hating our brother, why our Lord so roundly condemns calling them a fool, why the Lord so roundly condemns all of our struggles and agony and bloody sweat against the brotherhood. Because all of those keep us from seeing the point, that it is God's will that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And for that purpose, He's baptized a nation of priests. You, me, to bring that word to them and to make sure that that hope doesn't disappear from the face of the earth until He comes again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Kenneth Bomberger, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.